We're back from recess. The next scheduled agendized item that we have is Value Properties of Branson. No one's here. We'll move on. Oh, sorry. There is someone here.
Sorry.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine.
We're ready to discuss Value Properties of Branson. That would be Eagles Inn.
Eagles Inn, okay. Well, Mr. Elliott here is the owner.
I will. If you gentlemen will step up to the podium.
Me too.
Yeah. You have my PDF on this?
She said it and then she said it.
Okay.
Homestay.
Value Properties of Branson, I guess they...
Donna, do you have a hard copy for me? Thank you. Go ahead, we're ready.
Well, you should have a... You should have a PDF of... This one. You don't have that?
Did you send something in later?
I sent it in like 3 or 4 days ago to Wesley. And I may have it. I don't know if I've got it on or not.
Well, this is a property that the BOE set, wasn't it?
Yes, and there's a graph that on this that I was wanting to show. I might have it on this, but...
When did BOE address this, James?
2011. Nothing's changed on the property that I know of.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. There's one graph in my exhibits that I think kind of tells the whole story. But basically, this was set by BOE 2 years ago, but we have a case for setting it again.
Okay.
Property. It's a 66-unit conventional exterior accessible motel, only 25,000 square feet roughly on a 72,000 square foot site. It's located adjacent to the theater, kind of across from Shoby.
Pierce Arrow,
that's it. I'm sorry. Built in 93 when everything else was built. The assessor has it on for $640,000, which was set by BOE 2 years ago. And I wish we could show that graph that I had.
Is this masonry or stick?
I'm sorry.
Masonry.
Masonry. It's pre-stressed concrete. Right. It was built right in that area where you couldn't get lumber. Right. And guys started, and what they did was someone came out with this pre-stress thing where they were building them pre-stressed concrete and masonry, and they're doing everything they could to make them look like they were stick built. And this one's a little more obvious. It's got some ethos and stuff on it in one place or two, but there's one just up the street that was built by the same people about the same time that other appraisers would come and appraise and said it was stick built and didn't realize that it was a concrete. So, but yeah, it's masonry. Did Wesley find it?
No. Did you email it, fax it?
I emailed it. Look under new folder.
Who did you email it to?
Wesley? Nope, that's not it.
And what day did you know?
It would have been Monday or Tuesday. No, it would have been Tuesday or Wednesday.
Kelly, I'll ask you a question. Sure. I don't mean this in any disrespect. You sat on that BOE that adjusted this, right?
No, this was the BOE immediately before or immediately after. Okay. I was in on an off year.
Well, the reason I asked that question was because if you have a, it would make it easier for us to make and I have an understanding of the adjustment you want to make if you sat on it and voted a certain way and we made the adjustment. That's the reason I asked the question. Then you can say, well, this is the reason I have to.
The main reason, I'll just kind of show you the graph. There's, looking at the sales, this is based purely on sales. And
if I added it right.
The basic story is told, and I'll just show this graph here since it's not up. And just show, this is all the sales broken down by per unit prices. And that's the. I'll give them. So I'll kind of show this to them.
I have two of them.
Okay, I've got two of them here also. So I'll just kind of show this around here. You just need to look at that. You guys can look at this one here. This graph shows, has to be heard on that, I guess. These are the sales over the last 4 years, over the last two assessment cycles, of pretty much all the motels in Branson. And they're broken down by year. And if you look at the ones in the previous assessment cycle, they ranged basically just a little bit over 10,000 a unit. And we came in and basically asked for 10,000 a unit right here, which was the assessment date at that time. And you all gave us the 640,000, which was real close to the, was basically the 10,000 a unit minus purple property. But if you look at the sales that have occurred in this assessment cycle, pretty much all of them, with a couple of the secondary exceptions, are far below 10,000 a unit. Most of them are around 6,000 a unit. So a generic motel, non-franchised, in a location such as this, with 1,000 other motel units for sale in the neighborhood, is not worth $10,000 a unit. The market evidence says that there's been a further deterioration in motel values in the Branson area, speaking in a generic sense, for this assessment cycle. So when you come another 2 years to January 1 to 2013, the sales over the previous 24 months have been mostly $6,000 a unit. There's an adjustment grid on there for, oh, there, now you've got it. Okay. Scroll on down another four or five pages to the graph.
Can I do this fast?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Right there. Anyway, this black line here is the current assessment. The previous assessment was up around 18,000 a unit, which, as you can see, when BOE changed this, it put it more in line with the sales, with the subject being at the lower end of the sales. Now we're seeing all these other sales at 6,000 a unit, and 10,000 a unit is obviously far above the current market value. If you go to the previous page, this is an adjustment grid. Pick three of the most relevant sales, adjusted for location and all that, came to around $7,500 a unit. Let's go back to the graph. So if you look at $7,500 a unit, it's more in line with the other sales. It's a little bit above most of these other sales through here. There's a couple of them that were just within a few yards of the subject. Old Matt's Guest House, which was actually a little bit older and in worse location, a worse condition. The Yellow Rose Motel was similarly constructed. But it was in an actually a worse location than this down in the falls. It was in better, it was, that's why it's a little bit better, because it's physically a better property. And it's very, very similar to the subject. So anyway, we're completing 7,500 a unit as opposed to the 10,000 unit that was set by BUE 2 years ago, as opposed to the 18,000 unit that was on in the previous assessment cycle. That's the short version. I could go through all of the cost approach and all of that. If you scroll down, back up one. The actual calculation, we figure 7,500 a unit times 66 units, and then subtract contributory value of personal property, which we, I don't remember what number I used on that, comes to the 460,000 that we're asking for. Go on down. This is the income that he's reporting on the property, and you know, you could go through all the expenses and stuff and try to get a net operating income, but when you go through it, Mr. Elliott will tell you all about it. As a practical matter, there really is no net income to the property, and that's kind of the case with all of Ransom Motels. They're not really selling based on income. They're selling basically on the bricks and sticks. People are buying them on the anticipation that maybe something will improve, and that price is $5,000 to $10,000 a unit. That's at the lower end of that range right now. Anyway, he's grossing basically $3,600 a unit. There was a time when these things grossed $8,000 or $10,000 a unit. I think when you bought this, it was $1,150,000 or something like that.
I bought it for $700,000.
Okay, this, but it had sold previously to somebody for $1,000,001 or $1,002,000 back 12 or 15 years ago or something like that. There are other motels in the market that, like the Econo Lodge, which is the next one. There was a time when that was grossing $11,000 a unit, and it sold for $1,006,000 or something like that. And, you know, it's worth a fraction of that now. I mean, that's just the story of Ransom Motels. They're, you know, depending on how you calculate it, they're off anywhere from a half to maybe 80% in some cases.
So, Kelly, I'm a little confused on...
Yes.
You've requested here to take it to land value only and destroy the motel.
Well, that's something
my opinion of the value.
Oh,
that's Mr. Ellie's.
I don't agree with him. I think his appraisal's high.
He thinks I'm hiring a kite, which, yeah, I could be. But explaining that a little bit, it's 75,000 square feet of land. There was a time back in the day when that land was probably worth $6-$8 a square foot. And at $8 a square foot, that would be, what, $500,000+. But if you scroll on down a little bit, the only thing that's going down a little bit more. All right, one more. We don't have it here. Go on down. We're looking for a land sale. The one property type that's hurt worse than motels and theaters in this town is land. This is a land sale just. It's Lancaster's property that he sold to somebody. The subject property is right over here, if you can imagine it. This is down the street from it. Do what?
Is that the new zoo?
I think that's the miniature golf course. The zoo's on down a little bit, I think. No, that may be the zoo. I'm trying to remember. He lost it. Yeah, it's this one here, the subject's here. Subject's smaller, probably better located than that. That sold for something like $1.50 a square foot, and I'm figuring $2 a square foot on this. So by him saying land value only, like I say, there was a time when that was probably right, when the land was worth $8 a square foot. There was a time when that land was worth $500,000-$700,000, and the land is probably worth, I don't know, $100,500. Or something like that now.
Well, so, there's a little confusion on everything that we're trying to relay here on the conditions of motels and hotels and what Branson is doing. I think along the strip we've got 3 or 4 new areas to attract tourists that's been built in there. You've mentioned both of them. And it should be an attractant to the hotels and motels. Where's these people going that come and visit these things? Are they going somewhere else to spend the night, or?
Well, I can give you half hour on that.
No, don't give me that, because it confuses me.
You think, where are all these people and where are they all staying the night? Well, number one, and he may know the motel business to be able to talk on this, but my take on it is, they're not spending the night here as much as they used to. They're coming down for the day or whatever. There's just not as many people coming to Branson as there used to
be. Okay, and that satisfies my question, but there's one other thing. Maybe you can explain. This board needs to know why we lost 1,000 units and nobody's occupancy went up. How did we lose 1,000 units on 76 and nobody's occupancy went up everywhere else?
Well, I think the 1,000 units that you lost, a lot of those, and again, Mr. Elliott may speak to this more intelligently and more informed than I could. A lot of the 1,000 units that you lost were not nightly rentals. They were monthly or weekly rentals, and they weren't really in that same pool. Another part of it is, there's really not as many people coming to Branson as there used to be, so the occupancies, as the raw numbers come down, the occupancies don't go anywhere.
Well, I would assume that a poorly managed place could get 10 to 20% occupancy in.
I don't know. I think what Mr. Elliott talked about.
So where did this 10% go? We've not seen it in one appraisal come in. We've not seen anything reflective of Branson losing 1,000 units.
Let me address that. I think when you say land value only, the ones that got tore down were land value only, in my opinion, because they were down to very low occupancy. So when they go away, there's not much help to anybody else. You just had bad units that were obsolete now. So you won't see the bump. And Branson is down in the less desirable places. And the less desirable places are out more. The primaries are probably doing a little better.
That's not answering the question, because I don't feel like that don't make any sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because you say they were less desirable that left here. We're talking about less desirable out in. These less desirables would have went to there.
Well, the less desirables.
But there was no occupancy in those hotels. Yeah. What I'm saying, there was not much occupancy at all in the hotels that were torn down. You got me there. And two, the other problem, and particularly have a problem with this property, is it's on a hill. And if you look at it, it's two stories on the front and four stories on the back. So the properties that tend to do a little better are the ones that are flat. You can put a bus in there, or you can drive it and park your car. People don't like the hilly properties. And so that's why it's just been a real struggle. Back when you couldn't get land, people built on those. I wouldn't build it today. And the other point is it's a big shift today towards indoor properties. You look at people coming from far away, and there's a bias towards anything that's outdoors, because where they come from sometimes there's more crime or it's just not as good. And so the indoor properties will do better. The outdoor properties are continuing to do worse. And a lot of these properties that get torn down or were not built with good public areas. Very small public lobby, that's it. Whereas if you build something new, and I think you could build something new in Branson on the Strip and do okay, but you would build a different property. So the obsolescence is really catching up with them.
And he pointed the slope of this site, the multi-story access thing, is a functional problem with this property. But what he's saying is true of basically the whole market. The whole motel market was constructed in 93 and 94, and it was constructed toward what people thought the market wanted in 93 and 94, and what the market wants has changed in the last 20 years. And Branson is just simply not delivering that motel product like they were. Now, as to whether you could build something on the Strip and make it work, land on the Strip is still doing pretty well. And a lot of the motels, a lot of the operating motels that got tore down were properties that were even older than 93, were built in the 80s or 70s, that were on the Strip where the land is still worth $20 a square foot. as to whether you could build a new motel on the strip that would work is all a question of how much you pay for your site. If you pay $20 a square foot for the site, you're underwater already. If you could buy the land for $2 a square foot on the strip, it might work. But right now, there's guys out there struggling with the economics of trying to build a new motel because they know there's a need, there's a demand for new motels in Branson. But new motels, I mean, the construction guys are telling me, look for $70,000 a unit on these things sometimes. I think the last one that got built was something like $60,000 a unit. And after you pay a bunch of money for the land, you know, you really need $15,000 or $20,000 a unit in gross income for it to work. And the franchise guys, some of them are getting like 10 to 15, but it's not really feasible to build a new motel. Which comes to another part of my cost approach calculation. I go through a whole bunch of calculations of figuring on economic obsolescence, which it's not feasible to build a new motel in the market right now because the market hasn't caught up with the cost yet. Anyway, I'm figuring a significant economic obsolescence in this motel, which is market-wide. The motels aren't worth what they cost to build. Which is, you know, when you're looking at other motels that James has appraised, the one element of cost that he's not addressing is the economic obsolescence in all the motels in the market. And that's why all of his motel values are higher than market value. His mass appraisal technique is based on a cost approach calculation. That if they recognize economic obsolescence, they'd be more in line with the market. Anyway, my opinion value on this is $460,000. And let's say that's off of the $640,000 that was our opinion 2 years ago. But we have a lot of market evidence that says market on this is 6,000 or maybe 7,500 a unit. Any other questions?
Let us get you to step down to the second property, if you will, which is the Econo Lodge.
Yeah.
We have been addressing these one at a time, and with some exceptions, been trying to make decisions as we go along. But over the course of the last few hotel properties, we're chatting about looking at the system. We have hotels that are on a lot more than what this property is assessed for.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, this may be, at this BOE, the lowest assessed per unit that we've looked at.
Well, I mean, we're talking market values. And
I understand. We all understand. We're having that discussion.
Well, I'm kind of glad to see that because I think the market has moved so fast over the last, over through this recession. James has been kind of high in motels anyway because they're economically obsolete. He's not recognizing the obsolescence. But through this recession, the values of these motels has moved so fast that no assessor in the state could keep up with it. I mean, they have really dropped like a rock. And I think a lot of your assessments are high enough that you could have an equalization problem or a discrimination problem on some of them, where some people are assessed at double their value, and some people are on, and some people are triple. And, I mean, there's some real variance between values, and it's not like everybody's double and everybody's paying the same relative value. Just some of the values are all over the place. The ones that come in and know how to present data can get their values changed, but I think it's warranted for you all to do a motel study and adjust a lot of the motels in town. But that's a decision for the commission, I would think.
Okay.
same argument could probably be made on theaters. But that's not what I'm arguing today. I'm arguing on a lodge and homestay. I could go through all these calculations on this one, but if she goes to that same graph, it's the same sales. I adjusted different, back up one. I picked three sales that were more relevant to this property. The subject itself sold for $620,000. Made an adjustment for the fact that it was bank REO, and he's improved the condition. He's fixed some things on it between the time he bought it and the time and the date of valuation. And something's wrong there. Per unit value. Oh yeah, came up with 11.4 a unit basically. There's one property that we think is better, the Ramada Limited, which is now at Dings Inn. Was physically a better property. It had more amenities and more stuff in the rooms and stuff. And it sold for like 14,000 a unit, and adjust around on it. You adjust it down because it's a better property. And then the Plantation Inn, which is kind of behind the Plantation Restaurant, is a former Super 8, which is kind of still in the almost low grade franchise class. It's not as good as the subject, but it sold for like 8,000 a unit, and you adjust it up, and it comes up with this 11.4 a unit. Anyway, go on to the next slide. The assessor has it on at 18,000 a unit. As you can see, the assessor's valuation is double or triple what most of the per unit values of the most of the sales, and it's still $4,000 a unit higher than the highest sale in the market in the last 2 years. And it's $6,000 or $5,000 more than the Branson Towers, which was at the time was a franchise motel with a restaurant and a bunch of other stuff. So just looking at the sales in a broad sense, the assessor's way high. And this pink line here is my opinion value at 11.4, which is in line with the sale of the subject, the highest sale in the market, and the former Super 8, which is these three here. So that tells the whole story there. The sales indicate way lower than what the assessor has.
Tell me again, Kelly, how many parcels units are there?
This one is 63.
Thank you.
63.
Is that the family?
That is family.
Econo Lodge. It's the Econo Lodge.
Yeah. Question, is this graph too busy to understand? Or is it?
No, I like it.
I threw a bunch of colors and a bunch of stuff in there and labels. And when I got done, I looked at it and thought, that's kind of a busy picture. I didn't know.
I guess one question I've got. Would you go into a active motel that had good occupancy, good everything, using this same basic formula and show them worth that much money?
Well, if you had a motel that had good occupancy and good rates and good income, if the income was high enough, the value of the motel would probably most likely be based on its ability to produce income. What we have here, and if you go one, I think, down, one more, got a couple more there. Look back up. This is the income that he's reporting in his year of operation. It's grossing 227,000 a unit, which is basically $3,000 per rental unit. just your fixed cost of owning the thing is going to be like $1,500 or $2,000 a unit. And your cost of turning a room, they used to say it was right at $16 or $17 a night. I'm not sure what your cost of turning a room is. I'm guessing it's probably a little higher than brand standards. But, I mean, your room rates are, what, $40, $50 maybe? And the cost of turning the room is going to be a third of that at least. And you add your fixed costs, you don't have very much net operating income. If you look at what he's showing as net operating as expenses and everything, he's kind of showing actually a little bit of a loss, but I'm not sure what's coming out of that. If that is franchise fees, that doesn't include interest or depreciation, I guess.
It does not. It's operating.
So he's showing an actual operating loss with this motel, which according to this, the highest and best use of the property is not as a motel because it produces no income. But they're worth 6,000 or 7,000 a unit or 10,000 a unit or whatever, basically as bricks and sticks on anticipation that maybe Branson will come back someday. And that's why people are paying anything at all for these motels. Now, if you did have a motel that had decent occupancy, like say at one time this thing grossed, there was a time 10, 12 years ago, this property grossed $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. And it showed an actual net operating income of a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And based on that, someone paid $1.6 million for it several years ago. And that's the story. If you have strong income and your expenses are under control and you're showing a net operating income, yes, the value is based on its ability to produce income. But that's not the case with most motels in Branson. Most motels in Branson I'm aware of are making very little net operating income, if any at all. And most of them are hanging on by their fingernails. And that could be, if you go back to the per unit, people have been hanging on by their fingernails since the onset of the recession. And coming into this time frame, they're just letting go. And that's why we're seeing all these sales at 6,000 instead of in the low teens. I think that's why we've had this shift in the last, between the two assessment cycles, it's gone down 30%. Between the 2009 assessment cycle and the 2011 assessment cycle, or I guess it'd be between the 2011 and the 2013 assessment cycle. Which incidentally is why we're here again on the homestay. Like I say, previously we asked for $640,000 because that's what these sales would have supported. But now the newer sales are lower. And I think it's pretty obvious it doesn't support the $18,000. But what James is addressing, yeah, if you had income, that's why people want to buy motels, is for the income. And if they had income, they'd be worth a whole lot more. And when they had income, they were worth a whole lot more. They sold for a whole lot more. And I've seen an awful lot of blank stares out there.
I guess I'd like to hear the sound of my own voice. Hello. Hi, thank you.
You guys have comments?
I think Danny brought up a good point earlier. Kelly, you weren't here, but I think we all need to take something that you mentioned as part of doing a study. I think we all need to look at everything as a whole. Kind of what you were talking about, Danny.
I'd advise this board, yeah, to be careful with what you're fixing to think. Because you put a good motel right between two of these that's doing well, and then the assessor goes to the hot seat for uniformity and his ability to appraise property uniformly. Over the years, I've been here 16 years, the boards of equalization, if there is any non-uniformity, has created it because they take properties and they lower them. The next property stays the same. They lower the next one based on this, not the income. They lowered on cost, not the income. Then you create uniformity problems.
Yeah, if I can speak to that a little bit, he's James really does have a point right there. And that's why I suggest it may be appropriate sometime to do some sort of a study on motels, because if you come in one at a time, as people who know how to do it, and present data, show that their motel's not worth anything, and you lower this guy, but you don't lower all the other ones, you have an equalization problem, or a uniformity problem, as you're saying. And you know, it sound, if I can say, it sounds like, by me saying, oh, James is wrong with his 18,000 units, sounds like I'm trashing James, and I'm really not. He's just hit with a market condition that's just impossible for him to deal with, as you know, using mass appraisal techniques. Like I say, the market's moving too fast for statistical controls to catch this kind of stuff.
Well, but like James was saying, there's nicer hotels out there. There's nice hotels and there's not as nice hotels.
Yeah, there is. There's about four sure different. I think we graded them when we did a study one time, 7 or 8 years ago. I think we put them in four classes.
Four different classes.
Another comment on your, if a motel's doing well with income. If you had a motel that's producing a good net income, in theory, it should be worth what the income would support. But I think as a practical matter, Mr. Elliott can speak better to this. Another thing that's affecting market values is the availability of financing. And all of these motels sold with the bank that owned them for financing them. If you just walked in to buy one, you'd either have to pay cash or have other collateral for it. So even if you had a motel that was producing income, it'd be next to impossible. I'd say next to impossible. It'd be very difficult to get financing for a property in the class of a motel. So the availability of financing could affect the market value of the property somewhat, even if it was producing income. Now, that's something that's pretty much nationwide. Now, it's not as bad now as it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I'd say it'd been very difficult to get a motel finance. I think you'd have a better view of that. No?
Yeah, well, it all, banks just look at income. They want a cash flow that presents them with an ability to repay. And so they don't even look at sales value so much as they are cost. They look at income. And so if their income's there, you can get the financing now. 2 years ago, maybe they was unsure. But the market conditions have just changed that the public out there wants a little different product, coupled with the fact that Branson's probably going to change too. I think the people that will come down here in the future will want something nicer, and they'll pay more, not a problem. You know, you've got flights coming in here. So I don't think it's all bad, but just what was great in the heyday is no longer great. Let me say this. I mean, I understand that maybe some other people out here may have their appraisals that may not be right, but still, I think we've tried to give you the information that shows you what is right for these particular circumstances. And I'd ask that when you make a decision that you look into what evidence we've given you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Gentlemen, on these two properties, is there a motion at this time? Do you wish to consider these when we consider the other hotels and the ones that are coming up next?
I'd rather hold.
It's all right. We're not scheduled for this entire month, but as soon as we make a decision, we're going to inform you through the county clerk, Ms. Neely. But rest assured, we are going to be making some decisions. Thank you very much for your presentation, for your time.
Ron?
Yes, sir.
What the assessors take up was a small recess.
So, gentlemen, if we could take a recess, let's try to hold it under 5 minutes so that we can stay on schedule.
Yeah, that's fine.